The Burt Show.
All right, Sherry here, upset with us about something that happened on the Best Of on Friday. Good morning, Sherry. You are on The Burt Show.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Good. What's going on?
I was calling because I was listening to the radio on my way to work on Friday, and I came in. I'm not sure how the conversation started or who the intern or whoever the other guy was, but someone called in, and they made a comment where they were telling you guys about an older grandmother in the family that makes inappropriate comments toward their children. And so right before it cut out to commercial, I believe it was Jeff, excuse me if I'm wrong, made a comment because I think they said the grandmother called the children some kind of monkeys or something, or porch monkeys.
Right.
And so Jeff goes, what she should have said was mahogany monkeys. And I was just really disgusted by that. One is not, I mean, the guy was calling in to tell you guys about something awful or something that an ignorant person, you know, didn't know better, or I don't know if it's because she was older, or I'm not sure, but it's not a joke, and I didn't think that was funny, and it kind of, you know, it really upset me because I listen to you guys all the time, and initially I said, well, I'm just not going to listen anymore if he's going to say something like that. And I waited in my car for a while to see if someone would come back and he would apologize or, but that never happened. And I didn't know that you guys weren't on the radio.
All right, sure.
On Friday. Mm-hmm. And so if it's something that was replayed, I was just wondering, why wasn't it cut out?
Well, it's part of our campaign to bring back really old Southern racist slang. We've been working on for a better part of a year now. It's just not catching on as we had hoped, but we're still trying.
She's not seeing a lot of humor in any of this.
Yeah, that's not funny.
I think the base of the conversation was our intern, Brandon. Yeah, somebody had called him mahogany, and he said, like, that was the worst thing that you could call. And then others were calling in and saying the exact same thing. Like, if you think that's bad, listen to what I've heard. And I think Jeff was just trying to lighten it up before he went into commercials.
He was referring back to the previous conversation
with Brandon,
where we used
Brandon, our intern.
The word that he was called mahogany.
Yeah, it was part of a bigger conversation. So if you missed the first part of it, I could understand how you would be totally offended and shocked by the last 30 seconds. But it's one of those things. And I think it's up online, so you could go listen to the whole conversation up online.
Okay, but even with your explanation, it's still inappropriate.
Well,
but
I mean,
the whole conversation
was
something
that you could make light of.
Well, here's how, you know, here's where I will disagree with you on this.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked a lot about this on the show, is that I think for a very long time, people wouldn't talk about any of this stuff. And I think it's part of the problem why I believe that Atlanta is such a racially fractured city, is that nobody wants to talk about race. Nobody. Like, white people aren't exactly sure what the terms are that are really offensive and ones that we that white people can use or cannot use. So we're not afraid to talk about those issues. As a black person, I can hear how you're shocked when you hear stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we think that that you have to be able to ask the ignorant questions of each other in order to get the truth. And,
well,
and
it's
Brand,
it's not a fact of asking a question. I'm just, I don't, maybe you'll go back later and you'll think about this. I'm saying that if you haven't been discriminated against, or even if you have, or that, you can't make light out of something. It's not your place to try to make light out of that. It's not, that wasn't funny. It was offensive.
It definitely is an offensive conversation if you don't hear the whole thing.
Not
that's why
the
I think
conversation, just him making a joke about it before going to commercial.
Yeah, you gotta just hear the
sure
whole
I wasn't
thing.
The only person that thought that was inappropriate.
Sherry, I really think you feel differently about it if you can go back and you can listen to the whole thing, because you're hearing it as a comment completely out of context and where it originated from.
And I will say that you're the only one that called about it.
Well, I couldn't get through on Friday to try to call about it, and I didn't realize that you guys weren't there. And I heard that the guy called, and he was like, that's something his grandmother had said. And I realized that Jeff was trying to make light of it, or that maybe he probably didn't mean any harm. I'm just saying, can you think about it? It was not appropriate.
There's nothing we're going
to
say.
I appreciate
her concern. I don't think she's being out of line.
It's a legit complaint. I mean, if that's really how you feel about it, then I'm glad you called.
So, and I mean, don't make assumptions about me. My husband is Caucasian and I'm black, and we have two beautiful biracial children.
Nobody made any assumption about you.
I just wanted to make sure that you understood that I wasn't trying to create, because I know you mentioned like divisions and making light of stuff. Mm-hmm. There's just a line, like you don't want to. I won't say hurt people, but you should do your best. Nobody's perfect. I'm not expecting you guys to be perfect, but
at least
listen and think about it.
I think that that line is blurred for a lot of people, and there are times where we talk about that blurred line on the show, and yeah. Some are going to have a very, very, very difficult time confronting that blurred line. And we just went over a line for you. Now, for others, it's not going to be that big a deal, but it touched you. And look, your complaint's legit. It's a complaint.
We appreciate you calling.
All right, well, you guys have a good day.
Okay.
You too.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, I don't think there was going to be any resolution there, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think she just wanted people to think about it. It's not funny. It's not funny to, you know, to her or to other black people. I don't see what was wrong with that.
Here is Shannon. Good morning. You are on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. I am an avid, I'm sorry, I'm out of breath. I ran downstairs to get my phone just for this. But I'm an
out of
avid Burt Show listener. And I, in a way, I understand where the caller's coming from. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of people like her that keep racism around, you know, because of the fact that they are afraid to talk about those things that everybody finds so sensitive. You have to talk about it. You have to get it out there. Otherwise, how are we ever supposed to move past it?
And I think that's kind of been our philosophy about it also. But if you hear it for the very first time and it's not brought up in the context that you're used to hearing, then it is very shocking.
Very true. But she still seems to be stuck on that one comment. And you guys told her over and over again, well, listen to the whole conversation. It's not the whole conversation that she's worried about. It's that one comment.
Right.
And that's what's bothering me.
Yeah. And on most days, we post most of the show up online at theburtshow.com. So if you want to go listen to that whole conversation, it's up there right now. All right, Shannon, thanks a lot. Appreciate your call.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.